AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says the Biden administration plans to open migration centers in Guatemala and Colombia for asylum seekers headed to the U.S.-Mexico border.
This is a hemispheric challenge that demands hemispheric solutions. Working with our neighbors in the region, we can and will reduce the number of migrants who reach our southern border. The regional processing centers announced today will be a critical addition.
The white woman who was at the center of the lynching of Emmett Till in 1955, 88-year-old Carolyn Bryant Donham, has died.
In the summer of 1955 in Mississippi, she accused 14-year-old Emmett Till of making improper advances toward her at a grocery store. One witness said the black teen whistled at the 21-year-old Donham, which violated social codes at that time. Till was brutalized and killed, his body dumped into a river, and post-mortem photos were published that shocked the nation. Donham's husband at the time and a relative were acquitted by a jury, but did later confess to killing the teen. Louisiana authorities say Donham died this week in hospice care. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Biden administration sanctioned Russia's Federal Security Service and Iran's Revolutionary Guard for wrongfully detaining Americans. The sanctions are largely symbolic, since both organizations are already under sweeping existing sanctions, including for the Ukraine war. Brittany Griner got emotional talking about her detainment in Russia. The WNBA star had to take a moment in Phoenix to compose herself after being asked about her resiliency over the 10 months she was in a Russian prison on drug charges.
You find a way to just grind it out. Just put your head down and just keep going. Just keep moving forward. You know, you can never stand still. And that was my thing. Just never be still.
Griner was arrested last year at a Moscow airport and was released in a prisoner swap in December. This is AP News. Britain's High Court ruled part of a strike planned for next week by nurses is illegal.
The court decision hands the British government a small victory in its bitter dispute with public sector unions. The court said a six-month strike mandate given to the Royal College of Nursing by a member's vote expires 28 hours after the upcoming strike begins. That means the union will not be able to walk out for a full 48 hours as planned. For the first time, the walkout will include nurses working in intensive care, emergency rooms, and cancer wards. Karen Chamas, London.
The Pentagon says the number of reported sexual assaults across the military inched up by about 1% last year as a sharp decline in Army numbers offset large increases in other three services. The small overall uptick is overshadowed by the fact the Air Force, the Navy, and the Marine Corps all had more reports last year than the previous year. Ed Donahue, AP News.